Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, also across the Caribbean, and streaming live on the Internet and satellite live right now all around the world. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes to our active-duty military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs, and the bridge tenders keeping the bridges going up and down. Thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we move on, Kyle, Portland, we talked a little bit about Portland, not a lot. The governor yesterday said the feds will be leaving Portland tomorrow because we're bringing in the state police and they'll be taking care of the federal buildings and all that. So we'll have it all under control and the Portland police will be backing up the state police. Well, the DHS said, yep, that's not going to happen, not so fast.
Well, right, exactly. And, of course, I think it's important what the president talked about as he was getting ready to go to Texas earlier this week, and where he said, look, I mean, these, you've got to get your city under control. If not, then there are going to be some other options, basically.
Yeah, and I don't think you heard about Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond over the weekend, did you?
I don't think so, no.
They had some violent protests there over the weekend, a riot on the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University, and $100,000 worth of damage as of yesterday was declared. And, of course, the police declared it an unlawful assembly by the Richmond State Police. Six protesters were arrested on various charges, including unlawful assembly, rioting with a firearm, and assault on a law enforcement officer with $100,000 worth of damage.
That's just, it's just really...
Haven't heard about that one, have you?
No, we haven't.
And who is it that runs the Richmond, Virginia city?
Democrats.
Thank you. Yep, haven't heard about that, though, have you?
Nope.
Now, something else, to my brothers and sisters listening to me in Massachusetts right now, you firefighters up there in Hingham, Massachusetts, kudos to you and a job well done. They were ordered by city politicians to remove the thin blue line flags from their fire trucks. You know what they told them?
What's that?
No way in hell. And they're still on the fire trucks along with the thin red line American flag on the other side. The fire department flags on the left, the blue police fire department flags on the right of their fire trucks. And they said, no way in hell. As a matter of fact, the firefighters union refused the fire chief's order to take them down.
Well, this is just getting completely out of hand.
It's crazy.
Don't you think? Yeah, I mean, honestly, the most people across our country, the vast majority of people are pro-police. They understand the job that the police officers do. And again, this is, it's kind of like what we talked about a little bit earlier. It's like, we just want to burn down the federal building. Well, no, we just want to get rid of the police officers. And if you just give us that, then we'll be fine, you know, the radical left can say. But it doesn't stop there. And so the demonizing of police officers, men and women, who put on a badge, and of course, go out and protect us every single day, people don't buy this.
Yeah, now folks, I need to tell the people something here, Kyle, because in the situation that we've got going on down now in the Caribbean, especially in some of the countries down there in Central America where this storm has skirted and another storm has already been in there, families hang a white fabric outside their doors as an indication that they've run out of food. And for families in Guatemala and other countries, food for the poor serves. COVID-19 is more than just a medical crisis, because access to food has been cut off by the restrictions of the pandemic. Even families accustomed to working hard and taking care of their children beg for something to eat because they can't get the food delivered to them because of the pandemic and now the storms. Now, informal markets are shut down, curfews in place, crops can't be planted, parents can't even earn a couple of dollars a day they relied on to provide food for their children. So today, right now, I and my network of stations are partnering with Food for the Poor and to try to get emergency food relief into the hands of the most vulnerable, the children. And your one-time gift will provide 3 children emergency food rations for the next 6 months. Now, you can give as much as you want, up to $185 or more, $111, whatever it is you want to do. They'll take all donations. But the phone number is 855-353-4673, 855-353-4673, or you can give online by going to the website letstalkfaith.com. That's letstalkfaith.com. Click on the red emergency relief food relief banner on the left. Make a difference for a child at letstalkfaith.com. And that's so important, Kyle, what's going on, because people don't talk about the ones that are caught up on the edge of this storm and what happens.
Well, absolutely right, Captain. And that sounds like a great, great thing that people can do. They can make a difference. Right now, it's just a phone number away.
Yeah, and of course, here comes the music, so that means you got to take a break. And when we come back from the break, folks, more about what's going on. You know, 44 governors across the state are watching their ratings fall, their approvals fall, because of the way the COVID-19 thing is going, but it's not their fault. And by the way, a lot of these tests are still coming back screwed up, backwards, upside down, in the whole nine yards. Go figure. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, my expert broadcaster girl that does all those liners for me. We appreciate her very much. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. And you know that I've been taking Relief Factor for a while. Don't need to get into that. But the reason I take it is because it works. Okay, now if you're struggling with nagging pain, and I have arthritis, and I don't need to explain to anybody what that's all about. Anybody that's got it knows what it does. If you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, maybe you got just muscle aches and pain from your everyday activities too, Relief Factor will help you out. Instead of taking a handful of Aleve or a handful of ibuprofen or that medication that you have to take, this is all natural. There is no drugs at all in Relief Factor. And what's in there will help you with any type of problems that you've got. It's worked for me and tens of thousands of other people, and I believe it'll work for you too. Now, to try the Relief Factor $19.95 3-week quick start, that's what it costs to get started for 3 weeks, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, if you want to call them up, you can do that too at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you. You heard this on the Captain's America Third Watch, so that they know that's where you heard it, because they're going to ask you, how did you hear about it? Tell them the Captain's America Third Watch. So, here we go. ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95, 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain, right? Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, 44 governors across the United States are watching their approval ratings fall because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the way things are going on there, you know, the cases being going up and this, that, and the other and all that, which is no surprise, because what are we doing more of right now?
Well, number one, we're people are getting out and about a lot more.
Testing.
Mm-hmm. And the more tests you do, the more positives you're going to find, right?
Well, sure, of course.
However, many of the positives have been false positives, or they've been with people that are asymptomatic, which don't have any of the symptoms, and they may already have the immunity in them, and they're not telling you that.
Well, yeah, precisely. You know, and I've always wondered, Captain, it looks like, you know, we hear about testing, especially from the Democrats, but I wonder why we don't test for those antibodies or give people a pass.
Oh, they do, because they've done it with me, and that's how come I give blood once a month.
Yes, but it seems like...
And I get checked every couple of weeks for my, you know, I get the test and I get the blood test, too, to make sure that my blood's okay to continue giving.
Mm-hmm. But in other words... If we knew that some people were immune, that they had the antibodies, and with the assumption that they couldn't get reinfected, why couldn't they go out and be in society? In other words, everybody continues to have to hunker down in much the same fashion, but unless they really believe that you can get this again if you've already had it.
Now, I am not an NBA fan. I used to be at one time because I was all excited growing up watching the ball players when I watched the Syracuse Nationals play, and I can remember those battles between the Nationals and the Celtics and the Nationals and the Lakers and the Nationals and the Philadelphia 76ers and the Nationals and the New York Knicks and all that, and those were games, and Oscar Robertson with the Cincinnati Royals. I can remember all those games, watching them as a young man growing up, and it's just not the way it used to be, so I've lost interest in the NBA because of all this crybaby crap going on right now. And the NBA players, coaches, and refs all knelt, most of them, for the national anthem ahead of the league restart in one of their practice games. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. And they really took some grief for it around the country, and they are going to. And then Charles Barkley, who was doing some pregame stuff or whatever, he defended the NBA players who were still standing for the national anthem with other people were going, hey, look at this, these guys are and all that. No. He said that these people should not be vilified.
That's exactly right, Captain. And he said, I'm glad that they had unity, but if we have a guy who doesn't want to kneel because the anthem means something to him, he should not be vilified. And again, from Charles Barkley. And, you know, so it's most unfortunate because something begins to, if it becomes a compulsion, you know, for example, you know, typically when the anthem is played, you know, everybody please rise, remove your hats, you know, this kind of thing. Some people, and I've been at ball games where you see people, they haven't done that, or they're on their phone or whatever it is. But we live in a country where you're not compelled to do things. And of course, it's what we see now is really a compulsion, because what are the consequences? You could be canceled. You could be attacked on social media. You could lose your job, all kinds of stuff.
Now, did you hear about the county prosecutor who's a new prosecutor, a black prosecutor, a Democratic prosecutor in Ferguson, Missouri, who had reopened the investigation into the 2014 shooting of Michael Brown? Did you hear about that?
I have not heard much about that, no.
Well, wouldn't you know that when he went through and reviewed the case and went back through everything that transpired and all that stuff, that they found out that, the officer was correct in what he did. There were no criminal charges or any criminal stuff that had been done. End of story, case closed. See ya.
And, again, that is because in our system, in our society, Captain, you know, we're supposed to be able to evaluate things reasonably. There is a process to things. If laws were broken or if assault under color of authority.
Yeah, but in the meantime, what happened to that young police officer with his pregnant wife? It ruined them.
Well, see, exactly right.
And he had to leave the state. We don't know where he went. Don't really care. And if I knew, I wouldn't tell. But he had to leave the state and go elsewhere. But it ruined him.
Well, exactly. And that's because there are those who want to use incidents as any kind of a political springboard, and that's a very terrible thing. But this, again, we're supposed to be methodical and judicious as we go through these things.
Now, have you heard about the school teachers union talking about going on strike? In California and Florida, and I'm not sure there was one other state, I'm not sure which one it was, but I know Florida and California were the two. The national teachers union said, well, we are going to go on strike because we're not going to go back to work with this threat of COVID-19, which could kill our teachers.
Right, and they're calling them safety strikes, basically.
Yeah, I got their safety strike. And by the way, a Democratic mayor in one of the blue cities suggests replacing the teachers who oppose to return to class so that they can start teaching the kids again and open the schools in a Democratic city.
Yeah, isn't that something? That seems to be ironic at this point. But right, you know, there's got to be ways to make sure that teachers are safe, that kids are safe. You know, obviously some teachers that might be older, they might have some kind of other option at this point, in the school district or some such thing. But the real thing to do is to try to get it to where the kids have some kind of normalcy and they're safe, because the kids, especially the young kids in grade school, they really need to be able to socialize. They need that routine, and school is a good thing for them. And if it can be done safely, I think most parents want their kids to go back to school.
Now, did you hear the latest about the GOP senators that have now proposed this great idea of lowering the stimulus checks to $1,000 for children and adults simply because they're going to have 26 more million people they're going to be giving money to? We still haven't figured out who those people are.
Right, right. Well,
and I hope they're not illegals.
Well, but this goes against even what President Trump is saying. He said he wanted those payments to be a lot higher. Now, whether or not they really will be, whether or not they're just going to kind of finally settle around the $1,200, we'll see. I have a feeling it'll go towards that conclusion. But the big question is that liability.
I heard $2,000 to begin with, and then I heard the $1,200, and then I heard a counter back of $1,500, and now we're hearing $1,000. So maybe they're trying to get it back down to the $1,200. But anyway, that is just an absolute political stupidity movement if they do that, to lower it down there when people are already spent. And I know people that have already gone out and put $1,200 down on something, going, well, that's okay, I'm going to get my stimulus check back here in another month.
Exactly. And you're right, the political, as they call the optics, would be terrible, but also there'd be other kinds of consequences. This would just really be an unforced error by the Republican senators, because it just gives ammunition to the Democrats to say, look, the Republicans just don't care about you. They don't want to give you a lot of money.
Yeah.
This kind of thing. But again, this is an emergency stimulus.
Yeah. And finally, have you heard about the Impossible Burgers that Walmart has?
No, I haven't.
They're plant-made, okay? They're veggie burgers.
Uh-huh.
Walmart has sold the Impossible Burgers in a milestone for Fox Meat. It's gone to a different company. Walmart got out of the fake meat business.
Well, that's probably good. I haven't had an Impossible Burger, but...
I wouldn't either. Okay, tell everybody how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on the weekend show. Thank you. Sounds good. All right, Kyle will be back tonight when we do the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll be right back right after these messages with our first military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
U.S. USA Radio News with John
Hines. The White House and some of its Republican allies in the Senate are signaling that they would like to extend, at least temporarily, a $600 per week expanded jobless benefit that has helped keep families and the economy afloat during the COVID-19 pandemic. Republicans have been fighting to trim back the $600 jobless benefit in the next coronavirus package, but President Donald Trump suggested they could accept keeping the full $600 benefit for the moment. The president said, "We want temporary extension of enhanced unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs to the pandemic, and it has to be a substantial amount." Democrats are rejecting a piecemeal approach, saying the next relief bill needs to move as a complete package. Talks on the relief bill are at a standstill with few reasons for optimism, despite a sweeping agreement among Washington's top power players that Congress must pass further relief in the next coming days or weeks. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Their website is naa.edu, and their phone number to find out more about them is 800-659-2080. Now, they've got two campuses. We'll tell you all about that, but they're going to tell you all about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, here's the deal, folks. National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. And you can go there and learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech and come out of there with a job in your hand and make a whole bunch of money, too. because aviation maintenance techs are a very highly sought-after profession at the current time, and I don't need to explain why. Now, that being said, you can go to the campus in Concord, Massachusetts, or the campus down here in Clearwater, Florida, and take the tour. All you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of those two campuses. Now, their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, is where you can find out more about them, too. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you'll get the white gloves treatment as a result. Now, nearly 12,000 U.S. troops will pull out of Germany as soon as it's feasible, so says the Pentagon. But the ones who will be stationed back in the U.S. may be called up for rotational deployments back to Europe. Now, here's the deal. About half of the 12,000, about 6,000, and about half of them are going to wind up going to, oh gosh, Poland. Remember, Poland asked for more troops, and the U.S. said they were going to send them like 3,000 more? Well, here they come. Here they come. And that's not a bad idea. They're already there. All they got to do is move over across into Poland from Germany. Not that difficult. So that being said, we'll see how that all works out. Now, in a new interview, President Donald Trump said he did not raise the issue of Russia paying bounties on U.S. troops in Afghanistan during a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week because the intelligence behind the claim is suspect and not verified, and he doesn't believe that Russia wants to get involved in the region. Okay, we'll find out soon enough, won't we? When we leave, we'll see who comes in behind us. My bet is China will be there first because China's the one that's getting the lithium out of the mines over there in Afghanistan. Now, a recent review of Fort Hood's sexual harassment and assault prevention program concluded that the post overall now meets the Army standards in place, but the review team was not able to look at the unit of slain Fort Hood soldier Specialist Vanessa Gillen, whose own sexual harassment allegations arose after her April 22nd disappearance and sparked the assessment to begin with. So there'll be more discussion about that, I'm sure, in the days and weeks to come. Now, also, new Pentagon training is referring to protesters and journalists as adversaries. Well, gee, imagine that. Finally, they're telling the truth. The training comes amid worsening relations between the federal government and protesters. Well, guess what? A lot of the people that are in the media are adversaries. The progressive left liberal media that's out there trying to instigate these people. And they're trying to act out in front of the cameras and whatnot. By the way, replacements for components that cause cost increases and program delays for two multi-billion dollar nuclear warhead programs have passed tests, putting the programs on track for new production dates. This according to the National Nuclear Security Administration. And overseas, in a latest message to the U.S., Iran has launched underground ballistic missiles during an exercise targeting Mach carriers. Now, they fired underground ballistic missiles as part of an exercise involving that Nimitz-class carrier they've got sitting out in the Straits of Hormuz right now. And, of course, that would have been coming from one of their submarines they got out there somewhere. In addition, police in Florida are conducting a death investigation right now involving Turkey's senior national representative to U.S. Central Command, the International Coalition in Tampa. We'll try to keep you abreast of that as best we can. And North Korea fired a missile from waters off its eastern coast earlier this month as part of routine naval exercises just to show the U.S. that, hey, we got something that might be able to hit one of your ships. Be careful what you wish for there, little Kim. And after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, a Blue Ribbon Commission and congressional committees uniformly blamed the U.S. national security apparatus for failing to connect the dots of evidence that might have exposed Osama bin Laden's plot the lies and mistakes that led the U.S. into Iraq, now being laid out in a new book. Well, we'll see, because again, the one thing that gets me is when they talk about, well, there were no weapons of mass destruction found. Want to bet? Want to bet? So there you go. There you go. And we will do some double and triple checking on that one. By the way, remember General Tata, Brigadier General Tata, who was nominated for a senior Pentagon job? Well, President Trump's nomination of that retired Army general for the position appears to be in trouble right now, with Republicans and Democrats alike expressing concern about his partisan attacks and his comments about Islam and infidelity. Well, all he did was tell the truth. And so now he may not be able to get his job in the Pentagon because of it. May not. We'll see. And the House Women's Veterans Caucus is right now demanding congressional hearings into the killing of the Fort Hood soldier, Specialist Vanessa Gillen, and broader inquiries into solutions to the military's problem of sexual assault. We knew that was coming. By the way, guess who's against the troops being pulled out of Germany? Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is against that. And, you know, he's calling it a grave error, but he doesn't understand that what we're doing is moving the troops from one area to another. Because really, why should we kowtow to Germany when they're not paying their fair share of what they should be to have the troops there to begin with? I mean, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Poland, on the other hand, is paying us on time for what we're doing for them. So why would you not want to do more for them when they're willing to pay you more? Hello? Anybody run a business out there understand what's going on here? I do. Hello? So there you go. But anyway, it becomes what it becomes. And, I see here. Okay. And by the way, Kyle Warren, if you didn't hear him, catch him on the podcast. We brought out a lot of stuff tonight, a lot of stuff during his segment that you may or may not hear on tomorrow's news. I suspect you probably won't, because it'll take 2 or 3 days for a lot of that stuff to come out that we went through. But it is what it is. And when it comes to the military, and it comes to watching our troops around the world, we have to make sure that they're in a safe environment, wherever they're at, whatever they're doing. Obviously, their own personal safety is something that needs to be up close and personal all the time. And you are right, Eric, about the trip. The president did go to Poland, absolutely, positively. And he gave a kick-butt speech there, too. You betcha. That's when they first said that Fort Donald Trump. Remember the name Fort Donald Trump over there. All right, I'll be right back with the next Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
And there she is, my favorite Jersey girl up there in Carrollton, Georgia, working on the old horse ranch. Not quite time for her to be up yet. But when she does get up, she's up there at the D&D Ranch with her husband, Don, in Carrollton, Georgia. They listen to us on AM 1330 WLBB, a tad bit up the road from the Fort Benning, Georgia military installation. A big hooah out there to everybody down there, Fort Benning. All right, and here we go with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Music for this hour.
I wrestle with a lion and a
that's a fabulous Thunderbirds. Are you tough enough? And apparently they think they are, so there you go. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, America's largest truck stop chain. Stop by, tell them the captain sent you, get you your free cup of coffee on the Third Watch, or if you got one of the Pilot or Flying J cups, get it filled up with your favorite cold drink too there. So there you go. Now, we got to tell you that Tropical Storm Isaias, the Spanish word for Isaiah, may bring impact to the southeast coast of the United States this weekend, and it looks like it's going to skirt the Florida coast the way things are going right now. Now, this is currently a tropical storm, but it's forecast to become a hurricane. What kind of hurricane and how big? Don't know yet. Depends on what goes on up in front of it here. But right now, the east coast of Florida, southeast coast of Florida, and up the east coast into Georgia, and then a little bit deeper into South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and up into Maryland and Chesapeake Bay as this storm goes up the east coast of the United States. We'll see what happens, how it's going to affect. We do have a hurricane warning in right now for the Bahamas and for the eastern side of Cuba, and we do have a tropical storm warning right now for southeastern Florida, as they're letting everybody know that conditions will go downhill over tonight into tomorrow morning, because by about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, we should have this storm, hurricane that it will be, off the east coast of Florida in the ocean churning around. But because these tropical force winds are out 240 miles and of course, most of the rain will be on the right side, but there'll be rain on the left, too. This is going to be an interesting system to watch because it's going to be in warm water going up the east coast. So that's the fuel that it takes for the storm to transpire. Now, let's take a look at the weather in the U.S., continental U.S. Right now in the northwest, Washington State, Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, on down almost to Boise, and then to include Boise and south, you have got a high heat warning there. Also in the western part of, northwestern part of Montana, also in the northeastern part of Oregon to include Cabbage, coming down off Cabbage, the Hood River Valley, down into Pendleton, Oregon. Down into Hood River, for that matter, in Oregon, you've got a high heat warning. Coming off from Truckee and going over Lake Tahoe and down towards Auburn Hills in California, you've got a high heat warning there, as well as up into the middle part of Oregon in about 50 miles. Nevada tonight over into Utah, high heat advisory there, over towards I-15, Salt Lake City, south of Salt Lake City, high heat advisory there. Las Vegas again, temperatures approaching 115 degrees, and then going down into the eastern part of California, the desert, Barstow out, I-15, I-40 going across over to Kingman. You're going to have all the way to Kingman, you're going to have some really warm temperatures, 100 to 110 all through there. I-8, I-10 coming across, warm temperatures. The closer you get to Phoenix, it's going to be hot, 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 hot. That's all I can tell you, on down to the Mexican border. Then we've got rain tonight up along I-70 coming out of Kansas. We've got flood watches, flood warnings. That includes going over into the central part of Missouri as well, just south of Columbia. And there's an active storm cell in there right now, too. And then going over into the southern part of Indiana, the central part of Kentucky, pretty much across I-64 all the way into West Virginia, and then I-70 from the bottom part of the bottom part of Pennsylvania and Maryland and the mountainous areas of Virginia, you're going to have some rain there as well, and some high temperatures ahead of this storm system coming across right now in the Chesapeake Bay area, as well as down into the northern part of North Carolina. So keep in mind, that's what's going on right now with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And again, the storm that's coming your way southeastern Florida. It's going to start affecting the United States probably later this afternoon, early tonight, with showers, outer bands, and whatnot. But the wind is going to be the situation. We don't know how bad that's going to be. It will be a hurricane. It is going to develop into a hurricane. Probably a Cat 1. Might possibly get a little bit higher than that. I'm not sure if it could make Cat 2 status because, again, there are factors there working both for it and against it. So we'll just have to see what happens. In the meantime, here is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And just when you thought Lieutenant General Mike Flynn might be making some progress and things might be going his way, here we go again.
Well, you know, I think with the filings from a week and a half ago or so, we knew that this was going to go to the full court. And it really is kind of remarkable because this judge has decided that he owns the case and he wants to be the prosecutor. So it'll be interesting to see how it is actually argued. You know, the Department of Justice owns this case, not the judge.
Right.
This will be kind of if for nothing else, this will be very much of a landmark decision, whatever comes from. I think the hearing is August the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be kind of a landmark thing such that this may or may not, I would say this will never happen again.
Well, I would have to agree with you because this could very well wind up in the Supreme Court to establish the fact that it won't ever happen again.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. And again, you have to, and by the way, the mood of the country, the last time there were polls done on this, and there'll be more polls done, the mood of the country, especially from the veterans community, was enough already. Drop the charges and let General Flynn go on about his life.
Well, yeah, but judges don't care about polls.
Nope, they don't. And guess what? This judge, if he could be impeached or removed, time to do it.
Yeah, it won't happen either.
All right, now, let's see who we got here. All right, let me go to take a call real fast. Okay, caller, you've only got about 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Herman Cain in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Mr. Bruce, what a great American American descent.
Okay, yep, we already talked about that. We'll talk about it on the other side of the hour, and thank you very much. That was our friend up there in Georgia, Herman Cain, of course, dying yesterday at age 74. Denise, hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, when we come back, hey, how's about the Maxwell documents that got released? Some of them, and more coming. What do you suppose is in all that? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.